go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubecker, your host, here with another great episode. Boy, this one's exciting for me because we get to talk about all kinds of new things. I want to talk about a little bit about the SHOT Show 2022, some of the trends we saw, some of the things that are coming out new, some of the places to position yourself if you are a shop owner or a training center owner, and some of the cool things you can expect if you're a consumer. So we saw a lot of what we expected at SHOT Show 2022, but there was also a lot of things that we maybe didn't expect as much. The one thing that really surprised me a lot is how heavy everybody's coming out in training. So much cool new stuff with training devices, training software, training video, like the smokeless range system. Probably the thing that has me the most excited is how fast our friends at Mantis are innovating. I'm not sure how familiar you are with the Mantis stuff, but we will dive into that definitely much deeper on a future podcast. But some of the neat things that they're doing is all the drills and whatnot you can run with their apps, with their, you know, X3, X10, any of their X series, you know, their Laser Academy setup. But the thing that I thought was pretty much the coolest to me was their Blackbeard system. Basically, what their Blackbeard system does is it you replace the bolt carrier group in your AR-15 rifle, and then you slide their magazine in, which is actually just a battery that powers the whole thing. And what it does for you is it actually resets the firearm so that you can continue to dry fire train without having to rack the weapon every time. And it's crazy fast. Really, really cool. Really like the product. Again, that was from Mantis. You know, other than the focus on training, We're definitely seeing a lot of neat things. One of the other trends that I definitely saw was a lot of new optics, kind of like we expected. And there was a lot of new people jumping into the handgun optics with some different offerings. One of the ones that was the most exciting for me, because I love their rifle stuff, is it would be EOTech. So EOTech is jumping right in. There's also some neat offerings from HoloSun is now making one specifically for the Glock MOSs that will just kind of replace the stock plates. You won't have to have those two extra screws. You won't have to have a plate bolted down and then the optic bolted to the plate. This guy fits the hole perfectly and jumps right in. Pricing and availability is not out on that yet, but we expect to see that come through pretty soon. The new mini shot from M2 Solar from Sightmark, very cool little optic. Definitely something to check out too. You know, as far as firearms went, we definitely saw some interesting things too. One of the coolest to me was, just because I'm kind of a fan of the originals, is the FN announced that they brought back the high power. No, it's not an exact clone. It's not exactly the same. The magazine's 17 rounds now instead of 13, and takedown's a little different. There's a few things that are different about it, but it's still so cool. Still so cool. We're kind of guessing that they're jumping on the bandwagon a little bit because, of course, Springfield Armory beat them out with the SA-35, which is very, very similar. So look forward to being able to get hands on the FN as well as the SA-35 and put them through their paces. Those are definitely very exciting for us. Another interesting news is, so Kel-Tec came out with the P-15, which is their first striker fire pistol. So it's, you know, of course, polymer, very, very light. Seems like that feels very toyish. You know, it's definitely, Kel-Tec makes great fire, but if you've picked up any of their stuff, it's very, very light and almost doesn't seem real. I did not get to see their aluminum frame version, but they supposedly also have a aluminum frame version, which has wood grips on it, which is basically the same platform. I should use the same magazines and everything. So that's kind of exciting too. Talk about something that was pretty wild just for a decent price. Ivor Johnson had the Golden Eagle Extra Large 1911. It was pretty wild looking. It had some imitation faux mother of pearl grips. The whole thing's 24 karat gold plated, ported barrel slide. A lot of gold, a lot of bling on that baby. And I think MSRP was only around $1,700 to $1,800 on it. Going to come in 45 as well as 10 millimeter, which is always fun. So like I said, lots of so much new stuff. On the optics front, so many new optics out. I don't know that I could even keep track of everything that I saw, or actually keep it straight, rather. But definitely going to be a lot of interesting options, especially in the carry size gun optic. So I think we did talk about the Mantis Blackbeard and some of the other offerings that they have. You know, though, the other neat resurrection was the Automag brand has resurrected the 44 Automag. Quite a wild looking gun. Love to see one in action. But at about $4,000 MSRP, definitely not a cheap investment, but boy, talk about an iconic piece. Well, one of the other neat things I saw that was very, very cool, actually from Range Day, was the binary is now, Franklin Armory is now making a binary trigger for a Glock. Yes, you heard that right. They are making a binary style trigger for the Glock. So the first offering is going into the, it only works in the Glock 17 Gen 3, and it's a kit. So it's not just a trigger or anything like that. It's actually a slide and some internals that all get kind of swapped out on you there. And then it actually has the switch. You know, if you're familiar with the binary triggers on other platforms, they have to have a switch to turn it from regular semi-auto to binary mode. And that's actually on the side of the slide. So a little knob where you can actually change it. And the neat thing is it'll actually let you cancel that second round too. So as you probably know, the binary trigger, especially Franklin Armory's, the way they work is, you, on the pull of the trigger, it fires one round, and as you release the trigger, it fires a second round. So that second round can actually be canceled. So say you fire one round and you're holding the trigger down and you haven't released it, and it's in binary mode, you just take and flip that switch back to semi, and then it should cancel that the second round getting fired. So that's a great feature, as it should be. But looking forward to see, they don't really have any pricing out yet. They're thinking it's going to be around $899. On Range Day, they seem to run flawlessly. They only had two prototypes there. They're not even in production, but they believe they're going to go to production pretty quickly. And they're saying we might see some stuff as soon as quarter two of 2022. So that's pretty exciting. That's definitely a neat toy. Hopefully they'll come out with versions of it for, you know, other, you know, the 19 and as well as the Gen 5s also. That'll probably be a little bit of a completely different beast, but the Gen 3 will be great to see. Also be interesting to see if when those at the production models come out, if you can actually make those up to say a different lower, like say a Polymer 80 or something like that. So that should be pretty interesting. Switching up a little bit, a really neat thing in the knife world we saw. So if you're familiar with the Sig Sauer P320 AXG, and the original, or the first one that we saw anyway, was the Scorpion. So the FDE one with the camo, they're now making AXG knives. And actually, Hoag is making them for Sig, but they're Sig branded. And they're calling them the K320 AXG knives. 3.5-inch blade, great looking knife for about $240. They are definitely going to, looks like they're having an automatic version of those too. So if those are legal by you, you can definitely go that route as well. Lots and lots and lots of going on at the show. We didn't expect that there would be quite as much as there was, but there was. I mean, you can't really even see but a small portion of it. You really have to be kind of tactical about how you're going in, you know, and get the things that you need to see or want to see, or you think are the most fun to you. And sometimes you'll be on a mission going one direction, and then you will take and get routed somewhere else because you will see something new and whatnot. So lots of great new products. Oh, one great one for the kids too. There was a company we saw called We Won Tacticals. And it was the JR-15. made to be really a lot like the AR-15 and how it functions, but smaller, a smaller scale. Seem to be built really, really well. And full 16-inch barrel, 22 long rifle, you know, designed from the ground up to be, you know, the 22 long rifle rimfire. So looking forward to seeing that. It seemed to be a really, really well made. And of course, you had all the other things too that you typically see at SHOT, everything from all kinds of different reactive targets to kind of a neat one called from a company called Fifth Ops. It's a 12 gauge perimeter alarm. You put a 12 gauge flashbang round in it, and you hook it up to a tripwire. And for about $30 plus the cost of your flash, you can have something for find out if there's somebody coming walking up on your campsite or whatever. Kind of a neat survivalist tool. I think a lot of people were really surprised about the turnout, and as well as, you know, how things went at the show. You know, a lot of great folks were there. There were some that weren't. There were some that pulled out, like your Sig Sauer and your Beretta and their whole family and all those sorts of things. But everybody that was there was so excited to be there. We're looking forward to seeing some of these things actually come out and become available. You know, one that we definitely want to talk about a little bit that came out a lot before the show, but it's really one of their newest ones. It was the Taurus GX4, regular and the Toro. Those are fantastic little guns, and really excited for where Taurus might be headed with their semi-autos. Tilly wasn't never been too impressed, especially with their triggers, but boy, they seem to be headed down the right path. Lots and lots and lots of different innovations in AR-15 parts. There was just so much stuff. Like I say, optics, the hot thing was definitely, clearly, pistol red dots. Definitely that was the spot to be with so many new companies entering that space that weren't there before. And the ones that were there expanding their offerings from the ground up. And sometimes completely in a different way than we thought, much like the Hollow Sun for the Glock MOS unit. Well, thank you so much for being here. That's just a short little recap of the things we saw. So love to talk some more in detail. And actually, we have some big things planned for the next few shows here. We're going to have a couple folks from the industry on and talk about some things. We have coming up from a very, very great guy that from Mantis will be joining us soon, as well as we're trying to get on the founder of a company called MyGrip. MyGrip is a great company. I just got a couple made, and I'm really liking them. So what they're doing for the AR-15 platform is they are, and soon to be other things, I'm sure they have some other stuff in the works, but the one that I got my hands on was a grip for the AR-15 platform. What they do is, it's pretty neat. So you're sent a mold, and you take in and put this on your gun, bolts on just like a regular grip, and then you mold your hand onto that grip exactly how you mold it. You can go really deep on the grip. You can go really shallow, anywhere in between. You can kind of sculpt it. It's almost like a really neat material. It's almost like a clay, but it's got some elasticity to it. I'm not sure what it is, but it really seems to work well. And basically, then you let it sit out for a couple of days, and whatever in the air for a couple of days, it will harden. And then you send it back in a pre-addressed postaged box with a call tag. And it goes back to their factory, and then they take in a 3D, basically 3D model it. They digitize it, and then they're basically there. Then you pick what you want on it as far as the texture and stuff. And then they would basically print you a grip that's extremely strong, extremely comfortable, and it's molded perfectly for your hand. So for any of those folks that may find themselves with a weapon in their hand, especially an AR-15 across their chest, hand on the grip for hours at a time, like some of our buddies in the SWAT, any of our police that use them, that work details, you know, even our military. I think this is just going to be such a huge innovation. You know, we've seen some other grip, I forget who makes it, but there's one that you can kind of adjust and whatnot, but it's just sliding pieces sort of a thing. This is 100% customized. right, just how you want it, just how it feels comfortable for you. So that's one of the things that has personally has me the most excited, seeing that take off, especially for the folks that we're building our custom AR-15s in-house here for. So with that, I will stop rambling on, and you have a great day. I can't wait to for the next few weeks of what's coming. Stay safe out there. This is Steve Schaubacher, the Tactical Entrepreneur. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.